Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 10. This is letter number 3009. Baruch Hashem, dated the 8th of Marcheshvan, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, Rav HaChosid, Marenu Tzvi Sheyichya Shusterman, Shalom Uvracha. So, the Rebbe says, after a long silence, it was pleasant for me to receive your letter from Saturday night, in which you write how the matters settle down in the Talmud Torah, and also all the various different grades. And I enjoyed very, very much, Rebbe writes two times very, that you came up with various ways to create the competitive spirit amongst the students. That's called, in the Hebrew, it's called the kinas sofrim, the jealousy of the scribes, want to outdo, made the competition. For sure that would bring about results, the fruits, to bring out in them the inner powers that each and every one of the Jewish people possesses, so that this would be revealed in actuality and is going to influence their day-to-day life. Basically, a lot of times we have more ability than we even know, and we maybe do not even realize. But when we have competition and you have a spirit of competitiveness, so then that brings out more and hidden powers that you have and brings them into the open. So the Rebbe says, as a follow-up to that, it is very proper, your idea, to make them their own minion, so they can choose their own gabbai, their own shamash among the students, get them involved. In other words, not to be part of the other minion in which they don't have a say, but to create their own minion in which they will choose all the representatives who is going to do the different things. And the Rebbe says, it is known how the youngsters in the United States, they are so much running after when you organize things in a way of a team. The kids like teams, you make teams.
Right.
And therefore, if there's a team, there's a leader, then there's a captain, etc., etc. All these kind of leaders, captains, etc., etc. So the Rebbe is very asked. Further, the Rebbe says, it makes a very good impression, your plan about study with the elders. You call those classes Windows into Judaism. That's how he named those classes that he was giving for the adults. And the Rebbe says, for sure you've seen those articles about the davening and the various parts that have been published in the Talks and Tales. The booklets in the Talks and Tales, there are some pieces that explain about davening and various different things. And the Rebbe says, even though that is written to youngsters, it's meant for younger people, but still, you can take those material to teach in your program, Windows to Judaism. Because the Rebbe said, the point, the foundation of all these articles, even though they're for youth, they're true. And for sure, they will bring you a benefit in your lectures as well. So, the Rebbe says that he's happy the way he's doing it, the competitive spirit to bring about and the students and to allow them to choose their own leaders, the shamash, the gabbai, have their own minion. And the Rebbe says this is something about the youth in the United States. They're all into this kind of thing. Next and further, I've already written to you.
What is his first name?
The Rebbe says you should, not always you need to push out this following point, but that needs to be the goal, at least in disguise. This is what you really want, that every time you meet, every time you give a lecture, so that should add to the listeners additional energy and knowledge as it relates to the actual mitzvahs, literally in the day-to-day life, because at the end of the day, this is what man is all about. Kizeh kol ha'odom. The bottom line is to do mitzvahs. So the Rebbe is encouraging him, and every lecture should bring about, out, should add energy and practical observance of the mitzvahs in the daily life. And the Rebbe says, this can be understood as a foratory, for sure, from what we read in Chassidus in many places, that even if you have the greatest idea, the most phenomenal thought, but yet the main thing, it has to have a bechein, meaning, and therefore, so from an idea you need some practical, so what does it mean, therefore, if this is so as you figured it out, so the bechein, so which means the greatest ideas need to have a result, and that result needs to impact in the actual doing. And the Rebbe says, I don't need to prolong something so obvious, and for sure, the Rebbe says, you'll find diplomatic ways. Sometimes people are not going to want to just come to listen about changing their lifestyle, about doing mitzvahs. They want to hear ideas, they want to, so the Rebbe says, it should be this guy, find a diplomatic way, if it's necessary, if you have to, that they don't feel that this is the purpose of the lecture. The purpose of the lecture is to get them to do more mitzvahs, to become closer to Hashem. Sometimes you can't say this openly in the lectures, oh, this lecture is about you doing mitzvahs, because then they're not going to come to the lecture. So while you can tell them the ideas that are going to be discussed, but it always has to have that purpose and goal in mind. The Rebbe blesses him with success in all of the above. To the Rebbe, the most important and the result of everything needs to be people becoming more involved in Torah mitzvahs and practical Torah mitzvahs. And the Rebbe says, therefore, always make a point to, whether openly or hiddenly, to reach to that goal, to give people more energy and more interest in bringing them about to do practical mitzvahs.